My guest today is curator Katie Ropthcop from the Baltimore Museum of Art, one of the movers and shakers in 20th century and 19th century art at the BMA. It's lovely to welcome you, Katie. Thanks so much for coming back, albeit remotely.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
So these two extraordinary exhibitions that you've been working on, A Modern Influence, Henri Matisse et Icône and Baltimore, as well as Color and Illusion, The Still Lifes of Juan Gris. And I was so touched by that quote that you've put up on one of the walls in the Matisse exhibition, Et Icône to Henri Matisse in 1946. It was your work that filled my life. And I'm wondering how much their relationship was almost like a love story, albeit a platonic one.
Well, there's no question that I think for Etta, her personal relationship with Matisse as her friend, as her collaborator after a certain period, really, I think, affected why she liked his work so much. You know, for her, he made beautiful works of art that really spoke to her, and she was really interested in all aspects of his art making, not just the paintings that are so well known, but paintings and sculpture and prints and drawings and his illustrated books. She really was interested in all of it, in the entire artistic process and all the decisions that he made and why he made them. And he had someone in her that would support all of those different enterprises through her collecting. And so it made for a really special, special friendship.
I was so interested to see this extraordinarily beautiful and comprehensive exhibition in conjunction with the Juan Gris. And what really struck me working at WBJC as I do is that almost 20 of the paintings include musical instruments in some form, whether it's guitar, violin, or mandolin. I'd love you to talk about that and speculate perhaps why that was the case.
Gris was an artist who was from Spain, went to Paris in 1906. And at the beginning of his career, he was interested in doing a lot of scenes of cafe life. So you'll see newspapers and glasses and bottles and match holders. But slowly, these images of musical instruments started to sneak in. And then they sort of took over at the end of his life. And I think he was not a musician that we're aware of. He always appreciated music. But I think he was also looking backwards to artists of the 17th century that often used imagery of musical instruments to inform their paintings as a celebration of senses, you know, sound being, you know, one of the most important. So, you know, looking back to the 17th century Spanish artists that he loved so much, they often included musical instruments in their paintings. And so I think he started to do it himself and found them to be extremely beautiful and interesting ways of looking at a composition.
It's always a joy, Katie, to see your thoughtful exhibitions. And I've been speaking to Katie Ropthcop, who has co-curated these two exhibitions, A Modern Influence, Henri Matisse et Icône and Baltimore, as well as Color and Illusion, The Still Lifes of Juan Gris, both of these on through early January. And you can find out more at artbma.org. Congratulations, Katie, and thanks so much for giving us some insight today.
Oh, thank you.